President Bush says he's following his plan to limit greenhouse gas emissions that he first outlined in 2002.
I put our nation on a path to slow, stop, and eventually reverse the growth of our greenhouse gas emissions. In 2002, I announced our first step to reduce America's greenhouse gas intensity by 18% through 2012.
That's not an 18% reduction in greenhouse gases, but rather a slowing in the growth of the gases. President Bush says now it's time to look at the next step.
Today I'm announcing a new national goal to stop the growth of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by 2025.
The president says some of the steps to get to that point are already in place. A phased-in new mileage standard for vehicles, increased use of renewable fuels such as cellulosic ethanol, wind, and solar, nuclear and clean coal power generation, and more efficient appliances. Some environmentalists say this new proposal is a non-starter. Eileen Clausen is the president of the Pew Center on Global Climate Change.
You could say more of the same, or you could say that it's worse, because actually his proposal is to let emissions grow for another 17 years.
Clausen says greenhouse gas restrictions need to be put in place much sooner. While the environmentalists think the president's proposal is weak and offers few specifics, conservatives think the president is reversing his course and headed for economic trouble. The conservative think tank, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, says this move will destroy President Bush's legacy. Marlo Lewis is a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He says capping CO2 won't do enough to stop or even slow global warming, and it will end up being disastrous for the economy.
It's all cost. No benefit.
Lewis expects a cap and trade program for greenhouse gas emissions will be put in place if the president continues down this path. Lewis says if that happens, quote, climate change alarmists will never let it stop.
Until basically you're trying to run your economy on wind turbines and solar panels, which simply would not work.
He says if the environmentalists want a future without fossil fuels and their accompanying greenhouse gases, the country will need to dam up rivers for hydropower and build a bunch of new nuclear power plants. With only 9 months left in President Bush's final term in office, the president's proposals might not mean that much. Eileen Clausen with the Pew Center on Global Climate Change believes other politicians are well ahead of the president on the issue.
The good news is that I'm not sure that his strategy here is really relevant. We have a Congress that is working hard to come up with a bill that would cap emissions. We have governors in 23 states who are working on cap and trade programs to limit their emissions. We've got three presidential candidates, all three, who support capping emissions.
President Bush announced his plan to deal with greenhouse gases in preparation for the G8 Summit of Industrialized Nations this summer. The president says there they'll come up with a plan that will call for rapidly developing nations such as China and India to make the same kind of restrictions on greenhouse gas emissions as the U.S. so that the United States is not at an economic disadvantage. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.